Welcome to our Local Voices special presentation called A Glance Back on 94.7 KPIP LP Fayette. A Glance Back is brought to you by the Boonslick Historical Society and its president, respected Fayette community member Jim Steele, journalist, graphic designer, and local historian. Local Voices, A Glance Back, a two-hour program, airs every Monday and Friday starting at noon and then again at 4 p.m. The show focuses on the music, radio features, and history of World War II and beyond as it affected Fayette, America, and the world. Thank you for tuning in to this special edition of Local Voices, only on 94.7 KPIP.
Oh, well, time to turn in lovely soft army blankets. I'm tickled to death.
Oh, how we miss it.
It seemed that nothing ever could go wrong. His lot was so serene, each day the same routine, until his call-up notice came along. Oh, how he misses his missus, since he became a military man.
Since he joined the army.
Oh, how he misses her kisses, and all the little things she used to plan. He rushes home on leave whenever there's a chance. He misses more than anything his ration of romance. Oh, how he misses his missus since he became a military man.
What's the matter with you, Breeze? Homesick?
Course down the crow, Sergeant. I don't half miss my missus. Holes in me sock, no perishing hot water bottle in me bed. Blimey, I ain't all fed up.
What are you grousing about? You're going on leave tomorrow, ain't you?
Yes, I am. And what's more, I ain't a-coming back again.
Oh, you ain't, eh? Might I ask why?
Because I've been and given in me notice. I can't go without me little bit of home comfort.
Well, how much leave you got? 14 days?
Yes.
Right, well, I might arrange for you to have 14 days CB instead.
Thank you. by the time there was an engineer.
Choo-choo Charlie was his name, we hear.
He had an engine and he sure had fun. He used good and plenty candy to make his train run.
Charlie says, love my good and plenty. Charlie says, really rings the bell. Charlie says, love my good and plenty. Don't know any other penny.
Thank you, Marie Wilson, Charlie Butterworth, for your contribution to the evening's fun. And immediately after Tiny's message, there's a little vocal contribution I'd like to make. All right, Tiny?
Thank you, Al. Okay, Lud? That sentimental little ballad is called Hands Across the Table. Whether it conjures up a picture of two romantic people holding hands, or a picture of Junior reaching across the table for a second piece of cake, I want you to remember this one fact. Those hands, no matter whose they are, can spread the germs of many common diseases. That's why I want you to realize how important it is to keep hands clean, to wash them regularly and always before meals with Lifebuoy, which not only removes dirt, but helps to remove germs. Teach the children this habit. Form it yourself. Always use Lifebuoy for hands and face as well as the bath.
Taking a glance back at history with Jim Steele on 94.7 KPIP.
Someone's rocking my dream boat. Someone's invading my dream. We were sailing along, peaceful and calm. Suddenly something went wrong. Someone's rocking my dream boat, disturbing a beautiful dream. It's a mystery to me, this mutiny at sea. Who can it be? A friendly breeze gave us a start to a paradise all our own. All at once a storm blew us apart and left me drifting alone. Someone's rocking my dream boat. I'm captain without any crew. But with love as my guide, I'll follow the tide. I'll keep sailing till I find you. Sailed away one beautiful day in June. We were heading for paradise, mystic isle of the moon. Love stood by to guide us as we sailed on. Then a bolt fell upon the blue. When I looked, you were gone. Someone's rocking my dream boat, disturbing a beautiful dream. It's a mystery to me, this mutiny at sea. Who can it be? A friendly breeze gave us a start to a paradise all our own. All at once a storm blew us apart and left me drifting alone. Someone's rocking my dream boat. I'm captain without any crew. But with love as my guide, I'll follow the tide. I'll keep sailing till I find you.
mother dear, I'm writing you from somewhere in France, hoping this finds you well.
Sergeant says I'm doing fine, a soldier and a half. Here's a song that we'll all sing, it'll make you laugh.
We're gonna hang out the washing on the Siegfried line. Have you any dirty washing, mother dear? We're going to hang out the washing on the Siegfried line, 'cause the washing day is here. Whether the weather may be wet or fine, we'll just rub along without a care. We're going to hang out the washing on the Siegfried line, if the Siegfried line's still there. We're going to hang out the washing on the Siegfried line. Have you any dirty washing, mother dear? We're going to hang out the washing on the Siegfried line, 'cause the washing day is here. Whether the weather may be wet or fine, we'll just rub along without a care. We're going to hang out the washing on the Siegfried line, still there.
Everybody's mucking in and doing their job, wearing a great big smile.
Everybody's got to keep their spirits up today. If you want to keep in swing, here's the song to sing. We're going to hang out the washing on the Siegfried line. Have you any dirty washing, mother dear? We're going to hang out the washing on the Siegfried line. Why? 'Cause the washing day is here. Now, whether the weather may be wet or fine, well, we'll just rub along without a care. We're going to hang out the washing on the Siegfried line. Well, if the Siegfried line's still there.
It's time to take a look back at the events that shaped this country and the world with This Week in History on KPIP's A Glance Back. In 1099, Christian crusaders march around Jerusalem as Muslims watch from within the city. In 1533, Henry VIII is excommunicated from the Catholic Church by Pope Clement VII. 2 years later, Sir Thomas More is beheaded in England by Henry VIII for refusing to swear allegiance to him as head of the new Church of England. In 1776, the Declaration of Independence is first printed by John Dunlop in Philadelphia. Days later, the statue of King George III, the current King of Britain, was pulled down in New York City. In 1778, in support of the American Revolution, Louis XIV declared war on England. In 1789, in Versailles, the French National Assembly declares itself the Constituent Assembly and begins to prepare a French constitution. In 1798, Napoleon Bonaparte's army begins its march toward Cairo from Alexandria. In 1804, Alexander Hamilton is mortally wounded by Aaron Burr in a duel. In 1835, John Marshall, the third Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, dies at the age of 79. 2 days later, while tolling his honor in Philadelphia, the Liberty Bell cracks. In 1850, U.S. President Zachary Taylor dies in office at the age of 65. He is succeeded by Millard Fillmore, who 3 days later was sworn in as the 13th President of the United States of America. In 1853, Japan opens its ports to trade with the West after 250 years of isolation. In 1854, the Republican Party is officially organized in Jackson, Michigan. In 1863, federal troops occupy Vicksburg, Mississippi, and distribute supplies to its citizens. In 1865, four of the conspirators in President Abraham Lincoln's assassination are hung in Washington, D.C. In 1885, Louis Pasteur gives the first successful anti-rabies inoculation. In 1890, Wyoming becomes the 44th state in the United States of America. In 1892, Andrew Beard is issued a patent for the rotary engine. In 1893, Dr. Daniel Hale Williams performs the first successful open-heart surgery without the benefit of penicillin or a blood transfusion. In 1918, Ernest Hemingway is wounded in Italy while working as an ambulance driver for the American Red Cross. In 1927, Christopher Stone becomes the first British disc jockey when he plays records for the BBC. In 1940, Germany begins the bombing of England. In 1942, Anne Frank and her family go into hiding in the attic above her father's office in an Amsterdam warehouse. In 1943, American B-24 bombers strike Japanese-held Wake Island for the first time. A year later, in 1944, Lieutenant Jackie Robinson of the U.S. Army, while riding a civilian bus from Camp Hood, Texas, refuses to give up his seat to a white man. We'll have more about Jackie Robinson later in the program. In 1950, American forces engage the North Koreans for the first time at Osan, South Korea. In 1962, the satellite Telstar is launched from Cape Canaveral, Florida, and once in space, began beaming live television from Europe to the United States. In 1966, the U.S. Marine Corps launches Operation Hastings to drive the North Vietnamese Army back across the Demilitarized Zone in Vietnam. In 1981, Sandra Day O'Connor becomes the first woman to serve on the United States Supreme Court. In 1985, Coca-Cola announces that it will resume selling its, quote, old formula Coke, unquote, following a public outcry and falling sales of its, quote, new Coke. And in 1991, Boris Yeltsin was sworn in as the first elected president of the Russian Federation following the breakup of the USSR. Remember to tune in next week for another look back at the events that shaped this country and the world with This Week in History on KPIP's Local Voices, A Glance Back.
Jones came in one night, full of cheer and very bright. He'd been out all day upon the spree. He bumped into Sergeant Smeck, put his arms around his neck, and in his ear he whispered tenderly,
"Kiss me goodnight, Sergeant Major. Tuck me in my little wooden bed. We all love you, Sergeant Major. When we hear you boring, surely don't forget to wake me in the morning and bring me round a nice hot cup of tea. Kiss me goodnight, Sergeant Major. Sergeant Major, be a mother to me.
Kiss me goodnight, Sergeant Major. Love me my poor plates of meat or sore. Oh, kiss me goodnight, Sergeant Major.
And don't forget to shut the blinking door. I want to dream of dear old Happy Hempstead. The bull and bush ain't off the place for me, cook lino. Kiss me goodnight, Sergeant Major. Sergeant Major, be a mother to me.
Second act of the Gibson family, let's step backstage and look in on Sally Gibson and Hilda, her maid, who is helping Sally change for the next scene.
Quick, Hilda, hold this dress. I've never been so excited in all my life.
It's really wonderful, isn't it, Miss Sally?
Too wonderful. That scene in the garden.
It made me think of Henry, Miss Sally. Miss Sally, if I had your complexion, do you suppose Henry would...
What, Hilda?
Help me, what's wrong with my face, Miss Sally? Those red blotches just won't go away.
Soap, probably. What kind are you using? Some beauty soap, I suppose.
Yes, Miss Sally. That one that promises radiant beauty, glamorous youth, irresistible loveliness. Oh, Miss Sally, I had hoped Henry would...
Yes, so did I once. And then I learned the truth. Hilda, you can't feed the pores of your skin with beauty oils or mysterious ingredients.
No.
And many highly perfumed, prettily colored soaps contain fatty acids and free alkalis that really irritate and harm your skin.
But, Miss Sally...
My doctor recommended Ivory. He says all any soap can do is cleanse, and that to protect the fine texture and pores, a soap should cleanse gently. And that to do that, a soap must be pure. He said Ivory would help to keep my skin smooth and fine.
And, Miss Sally, do you think Henry would...
Oh, quick, my gloves, Hilda. Is the bell for the second act?
No, Hilda will never get a Grecian nose by using a beauty soap. But we do hope she gets Henry. And now for the overture to our second act. All right, Don.
Hey, here's how to make breakfast as exciting as a circus and a three-day rodeo rolled into one.
Shredded, roasting for your breakfast. Start the day off shining bright. Gives you lots of cowboy energy with a flavor that's just right. It's delicious and nutritious, bite-sized and ready to eat. From Tongo and send your mom spreading Ralston, baby.
For better breakfast, it's Ralston. One, two, three. Shredded Ralston, the ready-to-eat bite-sized cereal. Regular Ralston and instant Ralston, the delicious hot cereals. Look for these whole-grain cereals in the red and white checkerboard packages. For better breakfast, it's Ralston. One, two, three.
The greatest generation lives here on 94.7 KPIP.
He's my guide. I don't care what he does, 'cause he's my guide. I guess always was. He's careless about me. I don't think he tries. But once in a while he'll hug me and smile. I can see me in his eyes. He's my guy. I guess he'll always be. And I will try to keep him loving me. However he wants me, I'm his until I die. For nobody knows better than I that he's my guy. But once in a while he'll hug me and smile. I can see me in his eyes. I guess he'll always be, and I try to keep him loving me. However he wants me, I'm his until I die.
Long the skies were over. run up and down my spine. Aladdin's lamp is mine. The dream I dreamed was not denied me. Just one look and then I knew that all I longed for long ago, so long ago, was you.
Just you.
You're listening to Local Voices, A Glance Back on 94.7 KPIP. I'm Rachel Steele reporting. As we mentioned before in This Week in History, this week marks the anniversary of Lieutenant Jackie Robinson of the U.S. Army, who, while riding a civilian bus from Camp Hood, Texas, refused to give up his seat to a white man. Jack Roosevelt Robinson was born January 31st, 1919. He was an American professional baseball player who became the first African American to play Major League Baseball in the modern era. Robinson broke the baseball color line when he started at first base for the Brooklyn Dodgers on April 15, 1947. When the Dodgers signed Robinson, it heralded the end of racial segregation in professional baseball that had relegated black players to the Negro Leagues since the 1880s. Robinson was inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame in 1962. Listen in now as we present a brief history of Jackie Robinson, his baseball career, and his politics.
Born in Cairo, Georgia, Jack Roosevelt Robinson was the youngest of five siblings. He followed his older brother Mac into athletics.
Mac went off and he competed in the 1936 Olympics. This is an athlete who had won a medal under the eye of Adolf Hitler. He came back to Pasadena, and Mac Robinson could only find work as a garbage man. That's something that Jackie Robinson never forget.
Robinson was a star athlete at Pasadena Junior College and became the first UCLA student to win varsity letters in four sports: basketball, football, track, and baseball.
He was a local tennis champion. He was a local football stud. He was a great track star. Well, Jackie Robinson, baseball was really almost the last thing he was great at. He was great at everything. He could have done anything.
While in the Army, Robinson was arrested for refusing to move to the back of a segregated bus. Robinson fought a court-martial and was eventually given an honorable discharge.
Jackie Robinson was sick and tired of the U.S. Army, and the U.S. Army felt that they had a problem on their hands with Lieutenant Robinson, so they agreed that he would be honorably discharged.
With the Negro Leagues as his only opportunity to play professional baseball, Robinson joined the Kansas City Monarchs in 1945. That same year, he was given a life-changing invitation by Branch Rickey of the Brooklyn Dodgers.
There were players in the Negro League that were just as good, if not better, than Jackie Robinson. But Branch Rickey understood that he needed more than just a superb baseball player. He needed someone who had flawless and impeccable character, and he found that person in Jackie Robinson.
Despite harsh opposition, Robinson was selected as the first Rookie of the Year, became the first man in the league in 26 years to steal his way around the bases, and in 1955, he helped the Brooklyn Dodgers win the World Series against the New York Yankees.
The valor with which Jackie Robinson responded to the jeers and the hatred and the bigoted remarks and the catcalls is one of the great silent portraits in American history. Under that hail of threats and epithets, he would walk into the batter's box. And you know, about a little over the third of the time, because I believe he batted a 330 something that year, he'd get a hit. That's what he did. He certainly didn't cower. He certainly didn't flinch. And there were a lot of beanballs thrown at him.
Jackie Robinson wasn't just a great symbol, he was a great baseball player. He led the Brooklyn Dodgers to six pennants when he was there. And this is a Brooklyn Dodger team that was called the Bums because they couldn't win. Jackie Robinson led them, and part of it was his fire. His fire kept them going.
Shortly after being traded to the New York Giants, Robinson retired from baseball in 1957 and became a business executive.
After Jackie Robinson left baseball, his fight wasn't over.
he continued to fight for civil rights. He was a member of the NAACP's upper management, campaigned for them, campaigned with Dr. King to try and integrate a lot of America. Also, you know, opened up a bank in Harlem. I mean, this was a guy who, this meant more to him than just his legacy as a baseball player.
He was inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame in 1962 and later died from a heart attack on October 24th, 1972. In 2005, Jackie Robinson was honored with the Congressional Gold Medal.
The story of Jackie Robinson changed the literal complexion of the game. It changed the complexion of images that we saw in black and white photos in newspapers and on television. It put a black man at the center of the story of America. And I think we've been an imperfect but infinitely better society ever since.
That was a short bio on Jackie Robinson, who in 1997, the Major League Baseball saw fit to retire his uniform number across all Major League teams. He was the first professional athlete in any sport to be so honored. Major League Baseball also adopted a new annual tradition, Jackie Robinson Day. During this commemoration, which started on April 15th, 2004, every player on every Major League Baseball team wears the number 42 in remembrance of Jackie Robinson. Robinson's character, his use of nonviolence, and his talent challenged the traditional basis of segregation that had then marked many other aspects of American life. He influenced the culture of and contributed significantly to the civil rights movement. Robinson also was the first black TV analyst in Major League Baseball and the first black vice president of a major American corporation, the corporation we now know as Chock Full of Nuts. In the 1960s, he helped establish the Freedom National Bank, an African-American-owned financial institution based in Harlem, New York. After his death on October 24, 1972, Robinson was posthumously awarded the Congressional Gold Medal and the Presidential Medal of Freedom in recognition of his achievements on and off the field. Even today, his contribution to the fight against prejudice can still be felt. I'm Rachel Steele, and you are listening to 94.7 KPIB's Local Voices, A Glance Back.
Why do you whisper green grass? Why tell the trees what a soul? Whispering grass, the trees don't have to know. No, no. Why tell them all your secrets? Who kissed there long ago? Whispering grass, the trees don't need to know. Don't you tell it to the breeze, 'cause she will tell the birds and bees, and everyone will know, because you told the blabbering trees. Yes, you told them once before. It's no secret anymore. Why tell them all the old things? They're buried under the snow. Whispering grass, don't tell the trees, 'cause the trees don't need to know.
Now don't you tell it to the breeze, 'cause she'll run and tell it to the birds and bees, and everyone'll know, because you done told the blabbering trees. Yes, you did. You told them once before. So that's why it ain't no secret anymore.
Why tell them all the old things? They're buried under the snow. Whispering grass, don't tell. Cause the trees don't need.
that would sum up all that I feel for you. But what good are phrases? The thought that amazes is you love me, and it's heavenly. Forgive me for wanting you so. But one thing I want you to know, I've loved you since heaven knows when.
Local Voices with a glance back at World War II with Jim Steele on 94.7 KPIP.
Mr. Clean gets rid of grime and grease in just a minute.
Mr. Clean will clean your whole house and everything that's in it.
Floors, doors, walls, halls, white sidewall tires and old golf balls.
Sinks, stoves, bathtubs he'll do. He'll even help clean laundry too.
Mr. Clean gets rid of dirt and grime and grease in just a minute.
Mr. Clean will clean your whole house and everything that's in it.
Can he clean a kitchen sink?
Quicker than a wink.
Can he clean a window sash?
Faster than a flash.
Can he clean a dirty mirror?
He'll make it bright and clearer.
Can he clean a diamond ring?
Mr. Clean cleans anything.
Mr. Clean gets rid of dirt and grime and grease in just a minute. Mr. Clean will clean your whole house and everything that's in it. Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean.
Meow, 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 meow.
New Meow Mix from Purina, the cat food with three separate flavors in one package. Three flavors that cats love best, tuna, liver, and chicken. Meow Mix tastes so good, cats ask for it by name.
Meow.
Men, Frank Crummett is here with me to say a word about Roy Tan cigars. Frank Crummett.
I'm really a fan for Roy Tan, and the reason is Roy Tan has more long filler Havana tobacco, and yet it's a 5-cent cigar. Man to man, smoke Roy Tan.
Back to World War II with Jim Steele on 94.7 KPIP.
It's you I hate to lose. Yes, nobody loves me. Nobody seems to care. Oh, nobody loves me. Nobody seems to care. Speaking of bad luck and troubles, well, you know I've had my share. I'm gonna pack my suitcase, move on down the line. Yes, I'm gonna pack my suitcase, move on down the line. Where there ain't nobody worrying, and there ain't nobody crying. Seems to me every day, every day, every day I have the blues. Every day, every day, every day, every day I have the blues. Well, you see me worrying, baby, it's you I hate to lose. Hey, nobody loves me. care. Speaking of bad luck and trouble, babe, you know I've had my share. I'm gonna pack my suitcase, move on down the line. Hey, pack my suitcase, move on down the line. Cause there ain't nobody worrying, and there ain't nobody crying. Seems to me every day I have the blues. I have the blues every day, every day. I have the blues, I have the blues every day. Well, if you see me worried, baby, it's you I hate to lose. Every day, every day, every day, every day, I have the blues.
Listening to A Glance Back on Local Voices with Fayette's own Jim Steele, president of the Boonslick Historical Society. Catch another edition of A Glance Back with Jim Steele, a two-hour program which airs every Monday and Friday starting at noon and then again at 4 p.m. only on 94.7 KPIP.